The death of Joanne Rowling's mother was to have a profound effect on her writing. In many ways, the whole of Harry Potter is one giant attempt to reclaim a childhood.
You think the dead we have loved ever truly leave us? You think that we don't recall them more clearly than ever in times of great trouble?
I'd been writing for 6 months before she died. The weird thing is, the essential plot didn't change after my mother died, but everything deepened and darkened. Harry was always going to lose his parents, and it was always going to be a quest, really, to avenge them, but to avenge everyone against this creature, this being who believes that he can make himself immortal by killing other people. So that's something I created before she died. But yes, it seeped into every part of the books. I think, in retrospect, now I've finished, I see just how much it informed everything.
Was she the first person you saw dead?
No. Because I didn't see her dead. Which was in deference to my father's wishes. I wanted to see her, and he didn't want me to see her, and I mistakenly, as I look back, I agreed not to, and I really deeply regret that. I really, really, really wish I'd seen her. It didn't matter what she looked like, it would have made it easier. Because I do believe that the truth, which is another theme in the books, and certainly stems from my own past, I think that the truth is always easier than a lie or an evasion. Easier to deal with and easier to live with.